Well, I mean, I was looking at tape today, man, and I watched the Washington game, and I was just timing the like the plays, the time.
Between plays.
Yeah, and like first play, because it was a touchback. First play was, of course, at 15. Next play was at 14:47, and the next play after that was like 14:32 or something like that. It was like, I'm like, they can't be running plays this fast. But then you look at the play count, they're leading the league. I mean, Shady has 98 carries. Like, the only way to be able to do that is you have to be getting a bunch of plays out, you know. It's up-tempo, man. We just got to be ready for it. But I think with how we prepare here and how we train here, we'll be all right, conditioning-wise. You know, we just got to make sure we don't, you know, we ignore all the bells and whistles and just focus on our keys.
Coach Yano was saying it's really assignment-oriented football. It's just, you really have to just pay attention to your assignment.
Yeah, just do your job pay attention to your assignment. They do a lot of shifts and motions, and stuff is flying all different ways. But if you focus on one thing, it's pretty easy to pick up, because it's not very complicated, but it is at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of difficult to do? Like you said, you're throwing all these bells and whistles in to confuse you, try to get you off thinking about your assignment. Is it just, like you said, just matter, just lock in, just ignore the bells and whistles?
Yeah, you just got to focus on your assignment. Excuse me. Just focus on your assignment and what you've been told to do on that particular play. You don't want to do more than your job. Just do your job, whatever that is, and focus on that. When you're trying to do more because you're trying to cover this guy up or you're trying to make a play, then that's when they catch you off guard and they hit those big passes or big runs.
Do the two quarterbacks, I mean, they had different skill sets, but is the offense completely different under both?
I'm going to say this about these quarterbacks. One, I hope Mike Vick hears this. He's done this to me the past 2 years. He gets hurt the week before I finally get to play against a guy I've been wanting to play against since I was a kid. So, Vick, if you hear this, I don't like you. Not because I don't like you, but because you get hurt the week before I finally get to play against you. You're a great competitor, and I would love to compete against you. But since you don't want to play, I'll talk about Nick Foles. Nick Foles. He is, I think, an underrated passer, underrated athlete. He beat us a lot last year with his legs, his scrambling ability. And I think people underestimate his athletic ability because he plays next to a Mike Vick. But that guy's good, man. And, I mean, he beat us last year. So we know what he can do. And we have a tough test ahead of us.